This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My writings, most of which have been in the 90s. These include dream interpretation according to the Quran and the Sunnah. This book, on one hand, I did a test to see how long or how short a period of time could I take to write a book. By that time, I had written 20-odd books in the 90s, and I did it as a test myself. It's still based on need. You know, a book on interpretation of dreams, people are always asking me wherever I went, you know, what does this dream mean? What does that dream mean? What does the other dream mean? And of course, I was not into dream interpretation, so I couldn't advise people. Then a book was published called Ibn Sirin's Book on the Interpretation of Dreams. And when I looked into it, and then I did research into the writings of Ibn Sirin, etc., this, which was attributed to him, is of questionable authenticity. Much of the material in it is not based on any authentic traditions, narrations, hadiths, etc. It's massive speculation here, there, and everywhere, and involves all kinds of mistranslations. The one who translated it, you know, translated protective du'as, etc., as amulets and things like this, which really promoted malpractice in Islam. And of course, as I said, much of the information, most of it, was not authentic at all. There are some authentic narrations in there, but most of it wasn't. So, since I didn't have a background myself, you know, not that I wanted to become a dream interpreter, but at least to have good, clear understanding regarding it, I decided to do a work on dream interpretation. And I gave it as a lecture in the UK. But from the time that I decided till the time that it was published, I was able to put it together in 1 month. This is not to say that it's something to die for or whatever, you know, but it was something that gave me an idea how it is that people like Ibn Taymiyyah and others wrote hundreds of books. How? Where did they find the time, etc.? So, of course, I didn't have the time to dedicate month after month after month for the rest of my life writing books. But I just wanted to see what is the minimum time that I could possibly put together a book. I mean, from the thought to deciding on the outline, gathering up research, typesetting, setting it up, designing the cover, and printing the book. If I was able to do that with all my other books, my numbers of books would be far greater than what I'm known for. But in any case, it's not just about numbers anyway in the end, but it was just out of curiosity. But what this book does add to the English-speaking library is clarity. Clarity on dream interpretation. And it empowers all of us to interpret to certain degrees based on the methodology of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the interpretations which he made, and how these interpretations can be extrapolated on, etc. But it provides a clear framework for those who are curious about their dreams. It divides according to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, dreams into true dreams or good dreams, one category, and then bad dreams from shaitan, evil, corrupt, etc., scary from shaitan. And then dreams which are just the ramblings of our mind. Those are the three main categories that the Prophet ﷺ divided up dreams into. And this is where we have guidance in terms of where to put it. Of course, the book also deals with the idea of dreaming about Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Because he did say, if you see me in a dream, you've seen me. But a lot of people have taken that to mean a lot of different things. And what the Sahaba did, from my research, is that whenever people came to them saying, I saw the Prophet ﷺ in a dream and this and that, they were asking, what did he look like? And then when they gave descriptions, which in most cases was not what he looked like, they told him, you didn't see the Prophet ﷺ. You know, you saw something which may have given you the impression that it was the Prophet ﷺ, but no, it wasn't. And so on and so forth. But it being an area, you know, of course, as I mentioned, my writings were based on the needs of the Ummah. The Ummah that I was in contact with, not the Ummah, the whole Ummah, because of course those needs are so great, there's no way I could meet or even scratch the surface of the great need of the Ummah. But inshallah, dream interpretation according to Quran and Sunnah, hopefully, would be of benefit to those with issues concerning dream interpretation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.